audio of Slept Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Brad and Joe both here tonight from Lincoln Park. Good to see you guys as usual.
Word.
Lincoln Park is, we'll plug the CD and then some appearances as well. They're going to be doing the Cypress Hill Smokeout. Drew, what year do you think we're in with the Smokeout?
Eight?
Six. Thanks for crapping on my point,
you jackass. I thought you were...
Oh, please. Shut his mic off. Be Real thinks they're in their second year, though. So that's how you know it's good ass. You know what I mean?
Bobo, we can't remember the name of the thing yet, so...
Bobo doesn't know Be Real is. Cypress Hill, by the way, speaking of making fun of them, they're going to be here tomorrow night, yeah. And then Papa Roach on Thursday. But Lincoln Park, Drew was just saying... What were you saying? 2 days ago, how much you love the band Linkin Park?
Yes, I was.
As human beings?
No, and how
as
we...
As artists, of course.
Of course. And as we watched some bands emerge and disappear, we sort of picked you guys at the beginning. We've told you this before.
Yes. I think we were saying last time how all of our success is actually
because
due to Loveline and you guys.
Yeah, yeah, it's predicated on that.
And I don't mean, I want to clarify, I don't mean some of it, but we were saying all, really
every shred.
All of it.
Yes,
yeah.
I am amazed, and I don't know if you guys are too, but that the biggest selling album of 2001, Linkin Park. It's not that you guys don't deserve it, but I don't know, Mariah Carey or something? Like, isn't it always Britney Spears? I mean, don't you always sort of think in those
terms? Sometimes, like, when I'm trying to explain what I do to people who haven't heard of Linkin Park.
No.
People just don't, they don't get it. They don't, I mean, but that's kind of cool, though, because we don't really keep a high profile.
I mean, they haven't sold out yet. They have a movie coming out, though.
We do have a movie coming out.
That sounds like Monkeys the movie or something.
They have when's the movie coming out? I didn't even see that.
Actually, we're putting out a live CD and DVD called Live in Texas. It comes out in stores on the 18th, and we're actually showing the movie, which we shot on film at two shows at the Summer Sanitarium in theaters on the 17th, and I think it's playing here in Pasadena. But it's really playing all around the country. So if you go to LincolnPark.com, you can find out where it's gonna be showing.
And if you go to the if you go to www.smokeoutfestival.com, and what are the chances that the people that are going to that website are going to be able to string together 14 letters without a major F up or meltdown, or at least getting bored? Some like going WWSM. Screw this. I that's how I live. That's the only that limits me from looking at porn on the internet. anyway, we'll hear something from Linkin Park's CD. And so are we going to... Oh, okay. So the live CD and the DVD's coming out.
Correct.
So we're not going to hear that tonight.
No, you'll hear music from the CD.
Oh, we will?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Am I looking at it?
It's
in my
really
hand?
Not that... It's really pretty... Straight.
Where is that, Drew? What happened? Oh, I put it over there. All right, so we'll hear that from Linkin Park and much, much more. All right, you guys know how the show goes. We'll get to the phones and make fun of the kids. You want to speak to Julianne? Julianne?
Hi.
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, me and my boyfriend's been together for like 6 months. And we haven't had sex in the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so, driving me nuts.
One third of the relationship, no sex.
Yeah.
How was it before that?
Well, in the beginning, we did it probably 4 or 5 times a day.
Well, they just used them all up at the beginning.
Yeah, spent them. I tried to do that with masturbation, but I still haven't gotten to the bottom of my balls yet. Bottomless balls.
You can do by yourself.
You know, my balls are like, remember the hat in Lidsville, the kid fell down?
Yes,
just kept going and spinning. And
we found the magic flute. And that's Lidsville. That's Lidsville.
Okay. No, you're
that's
thinking
HR
of...
Puff and stuff.
That's right. So maybe the bloom is off the rose. Maybe there's no love here anymore.
You know what? He always constantly tells me how much he loves me, buying me gifts.
Is he avoiding you?
No, he calls me like 5 times a day, and then he text messaged me all day.
Have you asked him about this?
Yeah, and he said, oh.
What does he say?
He says there's no mental connection between us, and he's, you know, all that. I feel like I'm the guy in the relationship. Yeah. I don't know.
Mental connection.
Are you scaring him away?
No. 20-year-old. How old is the guy?
He's 28.
No.
He's done.
Mental connection is usually a hurdle to get over in the sex department. Like, this is why you travel. This is why guys travel on those sex stores. You know, they go to Vietnam. They go on these bicycle sex stores where they just ride through the country banging people. I'm not sure. I may be combining two tours. I'm not totally sure on if it's the bikes. I'm pretty sure they ride a
Bordeaux,
bike.
Bang, all the same.
They bang and then they clear landmines.
Yeah. Okay.
Or there may be separate tours, but the point is they don't want to talk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't
they're
want
not
the mental connection.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's over, Julianne.
You think it's over?
Well,
yeah.
He's not actually buying you gifts and telling you he loves you right this last week or two, right?
Yeah. Well, he got me like a nice bracelet the other day.
How long ago?
I'm sorry. Oh, the last like 3 days.
3 days ago.
So you've spoken to him about why it is you're not having as much sex, and he said there's a problem with the mental connection.
Why don't we call him?
Ooh, that's good radio. Why don't we call him?
I don't know about that. And he'd freak out.
Really? Why? What's he do for a living?
Well, he's in the military.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe he did go to one of those tours.
Yeah. I think that's what the military is. What branch is he in?
He's in the Army.
Yeah. And where is he stationed?
Tour of booty?
At the moment, I think he's somewhere in the middle of Iraq.
He's in the middle of... Hold on a second.
Whoa. Julianne,
she have a tumor? Or she bogus? Or you understand he can't hump? You can't put his penis in the mail and hump you with it.
I think she's
in Iraq.
I think she's effing with us and wanted us to get to that.
Eh?
You know what I'm saying?
Eh? Huh?
Yeah.
Hold on. Oops. Wrong button here. Julianne.
Yeah, she hung up.
Did she hang up?
Yeah.
Oh, was that a bogus call?
Yeah.
Really?
What was the payoff for her, though?
That's how a woman might do a bogus call.
Oh, because they're stupid?
Not stupid. They just don't have the bogus gene.
Shouldn't there be like a punchline, though?
Yeah, here's the whole thing. Like, I can pick up the phone, call anybody, and tell them... That I see a prowler out front of their house and then hang up and laugh. It's not really that creative. It's not
nor
that
is
funny.
It funny.
Yeah. I mean, you just call the semi-straight problem about, well, he bought me a bracelet, but we haven't had sex in a couple of months. What the F does that mean? All right. Yeah,
so,
the problem with women.
Everything
women,
we say,
even they can't even do an entertaining bogus call.
Everything we've been saying, we take back because we didn't have the right information.
What did we say?
Well, we were saying the relationship
is
over. Now we have no idea.
This is why I abuse the callers. Because what if it's a bogus call?
You don't want to miss that opportunity to abuse.
Well, aren't you glad I was abusive?
Yeah. In this case, yeah.
Okay,
you're proactively abusive.
Yeah, I'm saying there is a 1 in, let's say, 25 chance that is a bogus caller, but I can't chance being nice to the other 24 for that 1.
Yeah, you can't miss that.
You understand?
Yeah.
Watch how this works. Cherie?
Hi.
Sherry, what's your name?
Cherie.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Can I say hi to the band first?
Okay.
Hi.
I love how Adam's like the gatekeeper.
You guys totally rock. I mean,
no, hold on. That's more than high. I just agreed to high. Not totally rock. That was never cleared.
Please.
All right. What do you want me to tell them? I'll tell them.
That they've like totally saved my life.
Saved their life? All right.
You've totally saved Sherry's life quite a few times. All
right. What else?
And I love them, and yeah, they kick ass.
And
sure
she thinks you guys are gay, but that's cool.
No,
that she I know she says she loves you guys and that you kick ass.
Tell her thank you.
No,
the band says What?
Hmm?
Yeah, they said thank you.
I've actually hired Adam as a spiritual advisor, and I don't talk directly to anyone.
Right.
So what's the deal, Sheree?
Well, I've been shooting heroin for about 6 months now, and I usually do it in my left arm.
Well, here, first of all, if the band is actually going to save their your life, hopefully you'll follow their direction tonight.
Yeah.
So, guys, want to give us a little direction here?
Stop.
Yeah. You need to stop.
Because that is a fatal condition, heroin addiction.
Shooting at 15.
Yeah.
For a woman.
That's big time.
That is big time.
And you need to get into a treatment. You need to be somewhere.
I just got out 6 months ago. That's the thing. Yeah,
but how many months did you spend in treatment?
I spent a full year.
Well, you need to get back.
You need
to spend a few years in treatment.
Full year?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was good times, let me tell you.
Were you shooting, 13 and a half?
No. I have family problems and that whole deal. And so...
Yeah, but what drug were you doing that sent you into rehab for a year?
Opium.
Opium?
Smoking opium.
Really?
It wasn't just about drugs, but it's treatment facility.
All right. Why, you have a horrible family?
Yeah.
Now you may, though, need... just the drug piece, because that's in full swing now.
Yeah.
So what's the question?
Well, I'm used to, like, bruising and redness and swelling and stuff in my arm, but there seems to be, like, a line forming, and I know staph infections because I've already had one. And
but that's what this is.
That's what it is? And when we start getting that line that looks like it's underneath the skin, like an ink mark, like a red ink? How does that look
There's tracks. You get tracks from shooting.
Well, you get tracks, but don't you get... can't you get that sort of... it almost looks like somebody took a red pen.
Yeah, that's infection going up the lymphatics.
Is that a staph infection?
Often a strep. And when people say they're having blood poisoning, that's what
they're
talking
about. Wasn't that what I just saying, jackass?
Yeah, I said yes. I said yes.
Well, you said tracks.
No, I said there are tracks. So she kept saying no, it's not that.
Come on, who's the drug expert? Sheree.
Yeah.
Are you living at home now with your hateful parents?
Yes, in fact, I am.
Well, but here's the deal.
Can you listen to them and stop shooting?
They don't know.
Well, you need to go to a hospital tonight because this can infect... Yeah, these can get really bad really fast.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I had one.
Any fever or chills or anything yet?
Huh? Yeah. I'm really cold, actually.
Yeah, you need to go now to the hospital, right this minute.
Okay.
Okay? This can become life-threatening fast.
Yeah?
Well, you've heard of the flesh-eating bacteria. That's a version of this, and sometimes people get infection on the heart valves, complicating things like this, and you can just get the plain old lymphatic infection that you've got there, and that's bad enough sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey, Sheree?
Yeah.
The band just slipped me a note and said that they will refuse to rock until you go to the hospital.
We'll see.
So you got to talk to the kids.
I quit shooting dope for like 3 weeks to save my money to go see them at Sanitarium. But I'm stupid, and my dope dealer is my sister. And I gave my money to her to go buy her tickets, and she bought dope with it instead. So I don't know.
If they were having a contest where people wrote essays as to why you think you should see Linkin Park, this would be
a good one.
Probably in the finalists. But you have to go to the hospital now, Sheree.
Yeah, tonight you have first things first.
So that you can live to see Linkin Park again.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Good luck, okay?
Thanks.
All right, take care of yourself.
Go to the hospital.
15 slamming the heroin. That's bad, right?
It's big time.
It is. And do girls not shoot as much as guys, or it doesn't matter?
I don't know the data off the top of my head. I would bet there are more guys.
Guys are just, they got the stomach for it.
I've treated a bunch of girls.
Really? Do you take payment, or just it's just straight sex?
No, just straight,
it's just sex with the ladies. Right.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, why? I mean, that's payment, right? As a guy, you would just take the money and just go out and buy dinner and whatever to get the sex anyway. This sort of eliminates the middleman, and it cuts down on paperwork as well, right?
An efficient market. You're a dick. Let's go.
Oh, true. Come on, buddy. How dare you? Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just wanted your guys' opinion on, like, kinky sex, I guess, because not many guys like it, I guess, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Really? What kind of kinky sex?
Like biting and stuff.
Yeah.
I can't find any guys, so I was just wondering. You know.
Biting.
What kind of biting?
Like biting, hard biting.
Do you bite them or do they bite you?
Both.
Do you have to draw blood?
No.
But just to the point, and is that foreplay or is that?
Yeah, just like rough sex.
Rough sex.
And all these guys are like, "Oh, we want to be passionate." Type stuff.
Yeah. Here's the thing about guys. Guys like kinky sex, but they like to initiate it. They like to think it's their idea. If it's your idea, it freaks them out a little bit sometimes. And also, they know they're dealing with a nut job.
And overt, nearly violent aggression is a type of kink, but not what most guys would think of when they think of kink.
Well, what do guys want out of kinky? What do you think? Let's just... put Jessica on hold for a second. We'll talk to Brad and Joe and Dr. Drew about what do you think guys want, like what their idea of kinky is?
I don't know if it involves drawing blood.
No, I would say most of the time. Not. They're probably dressing up.
What do you think, Joe?
I think the guys to ask are road crew guys. they're the guys that are kind of into that stuff.
I'm trying to think of like where you take your average guy. You say you can have a one-night stand with an attractive young woman, and you can get a little kinky, or you can do whatever you want. Where do you go with it?
They're not going to go too far off
the beaten path.
No.
Yeah.
They're going to change positions. They're going
to let's just explore. It's a little hair tugging.
Yeah.
A little ass tanning.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
A little rough trade.
Maybe.
Nothing wrong with that. As you know.
I like
a little nipple play.
I know.
I have sensitive nipples. It's not a crime. I refuse to be
it's
quiet
not a crime,
about
but it's
it.
Disgusting.
I'm not going to go away. Uh-huh. I'm right here with my sensitive nipples. Uh-huh. I know you wish I would take them somewhere and put them under a rock. Uh-huh. I will not hide my
nipples.
You're
not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed, and I'm tired of hiding my semi-hairy sensitive nipples. Drew, yes.
Uh-huh.
I like a little nipple play.
Yes, I hear you.
That's me.
Yes, I get it.
Some people like a Caesar salad or a brandy snifter after a nice dinner. I like a little nipple play. That's me. That's Adam Carolla. That's who I am. And, Drew, you're going to have to learn to love that man.
No.
Okay, how about the
tolerate
nipple?
It.
How about you learn to love the nipple that's closest to you, and we'll call it a push.
Just the one?
Just the one.
Long as I don't have to touch it.
Just the one.
I don't think he has to love it. He just has to learn to coexist.
That's right. You guys have to learn to work together. Yeah, for the greater good of the right nipple,
mm-hmm.
which is semi-retarded. And it's what I call special needs nipple. Okay. What were we talking
about?
But
Jessica is not just kinky. Jessica was physically abused. Jessica's into aggression. That's true fetish.
Here's guys' stuff. Guys would like a threesome. That's a nice little kinky thing. If you're just talking about for a night, whatever. Guys wouldn't mind filming something, doing something like that, looking, viewing, that
kind of
thing.
They're just into looking at women in different ways. Yeah. And
they wouldn't mind maybe a little lingerie, a little... Having the girl masturbate, letting them watch that, maybe putting on a porn film.
Watch, whatever.
Right.
But not be bitten and not biting.
Right, unless the guys are a little screwed up. And Jessica, you're not getting guys that are screwed up enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's the matter with you?
I don't know, but it doesn't always have to be biting. It seems like all the guys like biting.
That's not answering the question.
Were you physically abused?
No.
No?
No, it never hit you.
No.
You got a stepdad?
No.
No?
No.
All right. You have a real dad?
Yeah.
Where's he?
He lives in California.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How old were you when he left?
I don't know.
All right. Next. You don't know.
Yeah, well, that's where it all came from, whatever he did to him.
All right, now I feel bad. Jessica.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you one more time. How old were you?
Like 15.
15?
Around 15, yeah.
Around 15?
Yeah.
It's like 20 months ago the guy left. What do you mean you don't know? You know how old you were.
Yeah.
Jessica, you got something really going on here.
What's the problem with you?
Yeah.
Are you stoned?
No.
No, she just didn't deny. She just doesn't want to deal with it at all. Can't even admit when he left.
Are you a screwed up person?
No.
No?
No.
So why did your dad leave?
He didn't like my mom, so.
He didn't what?
I don't. I live by myself right now, but he didn't like my mom.
And why did you move out?
Because I wanted to be on my own, I guess. Yeah. And I didn't want to live in California, so.
And all right. Why would I not live with your mom?
I don't know. She's odd.
What's wrong with her?
She just is. She picks at me a lot. Like, she tells me to do things for her. When she doesn't do anything for herself. She's really lazy.
And if you don't do things, what does she do?
She just kicks me out anyway, so.
All right.
Yes, this is a bad, really a horrible situation.
You got issues here,
horrible
baby doll.
Situation,
I'm definitely. Doing good, though, by myself.
Oh, no, it sounds like you're doing great.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, I go to ACC, like Austin Community College.
Oh, no. That's not doing good.
Stuff.
No. What are you doing for money?
I work two jobs.
Yeah.
Video store and?
I work
hostess?
I work at Fast Forward and Kirby Lane.
Ah.
Of course.
Fast Forward. I got a franchise right down the street. I love those people.
Well, Jessica, until you can make
the best reel-to-reel repair place, walk-in service-wise, there is.
Oh.
What is Fast Forward?
The skate shop.
I see. And what's the other place?
It's a cafe.
All right. All right, baby doll.
Are you
hot?
I don't know.
Yeah, guys like you?
Yeah, I don't, you know, want to sound...
Yeah, all right. I can tell a hot chick, because they're just sort of... Here's the thing. If you're 18 and you're hot, you can only go so low in society. I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of crappy job you have. Doesn't matter if you go to junior college. Doesn't matter what kind of shape your family's in. Doesn't matter how much money you do or don't have.
You have power.
There's a certain confidence, a certain degree. You will, doors will open, and there will always be a guy out there.
Mm-hmm.
A distraction, some form of distraction. Somebody will be chasing around wanting to have sex with you. It'll be sort of empty, but it'll be a distraction nonetheless.
Well, she needs to create a cohesive narrative of her life, some way of really coming to terms with what has happened to her, and it's a lot.
To me, that means you're saying she should write a play. Is that what that means?
Therapy.
Musical?
Therapy. Yeah, musical.
Musical,
yeah,
about therapy.
Same thing.
All right. Can we all agree that Jessica's about a million miles away from anything?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what I'm saying. This is like sometimes Drew is talking about... he's talking about decorating the town, what the glass shades on the lamppost should be like, and the town is flooded.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
We're looking at putting plywood up here,
right,
and weathering the storm.
Right.
So Jessica needs to not get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to not get strung out on drugs.
Not get with a crazy guy.
Not some crazy abusive guy.
Mm-hmm.
Continue her education.
At UT.
Although the junior college is
She's
not
in Austin. She can go to University of Texas.
After what, 35 years of junior college?
Enough junior college.
All right. I don't like junior college. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to hear something from Linkin Park. Brad and Joe are both here representing Linkin Park. We'll hear something off the Meteora CD after this. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Cypress Hill tomorrow night. Linkin Park tonight. Brad and Joe both here. Live in Texas is the name of the CD. I misspoke before because Drew hid the real CD from me. We will intentionally, although he'll never admit it. My left nipple's angry at you, by the way, Drew. It's going to take a lot of licking to get back
in
its good graces.
No.
A lot of licking.
I'm going to send in the nipple fluffer.
And a little flicking to get it started.
Licking and flicking.
No. Flicking, then licking.
Okay.
And then it's time to suck and duck. Because, you know what I'm saying, buddy?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. All right. So, what's the breakdown?
Lick, then flick. Flick, then lick.
Then?
Suck, then duck.
That's right.
Yeah, good times.
Right. Then we eat. Okay. All right. Linkin Park is here. Well, let's take one call, and then we'll hear something off the live CD. And, again, Cypress Hill in here tomorrow night, and Linkin Park is going to be at the 6th annual Cypress Hill Smokeout.
You mean the second annual.
Yeah, according to Be Real and the rest of the members of Cypress Hill, which is taking place. Well, I guess they don't know where it would be either, but it'd be at the National Orange Show Event Center in San Bernardino, and that's going to take place on the 15th. Saturday? Where are we now?
Yeah, it's Saturday.
All right. Well, I say good times to that. Let's get back to the phones and talk to Stevie. Stevie?
Hi.
Hey, Stevie, you're 16. What's up there?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm 16 and my boyfriend's 19 and we're really sexually active. And I use birth control and he uses a condom and I got pregnant. I don't know how, I don't know what to do.
What birth control are you using?
Corn cob.
What are you using?
Ultra.
Ultra?
Yeah.
That's fabric softener, sweetie. That was just a sample. I got that in the mail, too.
Is it a 21-day pill? How many days a month are you taking the pill? Yeah, this is bogus.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just confounding everybody with my nipple talk or making fun of them.
We're asking for specifics because they don't make sense. They go,
wouldn't that be almost impossible?
Essentially impossible, yeah. I mean, that's immaculate conception.
Yeah,
that's a child that needs to come into the world.
Yeah, but could be a Beelzebub too. You know, what I mean,
yeah,
Satan.
No,
well, it could be. There's the dark side has a power as well.
Yeah, and they always come in as good ones, huh?
They start off as good,
yeah,
and then they go bad,
mm.
And then sometimes they go good again. You know, but you don't hear about them so much. It's not as exciting. Yeah, we need it. Let me tell you what we need. You guys are young. You don't remember the devil. But there was a time when we were scared of Satan. Remember?
He was coming all the time.
He had his own triangle. He had his own spot in Bermuda out there in the ocean.
He had a movie coming out every week. And a television show. Movie of the week every week.
Wasn't just Satan himself, but he would possess kids, dogs. Devil Dog, Hound from Hell. That was a movie week.
And then heavy equipment.
Yeah, that was Killdozer, but that was actually possessed by aliens.
Oh, that's right. Okay, well, you know.
Yeah, the point is there's a lot of possession going on, and Satan was behind most of it. And I say the guy's lost a lot of street cred lately. It
took him 30 years, but he's gone.
I know. I miss in all those Damien and Omen movies.
Think how many for 10 years there was nothing but that crap.
I kind of miss that Satan stuff.
They're replaced by aliens.
And the aliens stepped in, and then they died out. And where are we now?
What's the new thing?
It's
like Sex in the City.
Sort of random killer kind of. I mean, in the killer, you know, in the horror movie genre, it's just sort of demented, inbred guys with chainsaws.
Right.
But the devil was great. I miss the devil. And you know the problem with the devil now? He's all cool now. He's like, oh, he's Keanu Reeves and what's his name? He's a slick, high-priced a divorce attorney. No, no. He needs a pitchfork and the horns and stuff.
Just taking over things.
Yeah.
And getting inside of people and taking them over.
Yeah.
Insidiousness.
Sucking you into triangles over the ocean.
And sucking and then flicking.
Yeah.
And then ducking.
Sucking and then ducking, yeah. And then flicking and licking. But look, here's what I'm saying. I'm not, you know, I don't think Satan himself listens to the show. Although I'm sure he catches it a while during his commute. I don't know. But, you know, driving to hell and back, it's a long commute. But I know some of his minions listen to the show because they call up quite often.
Yes, they seem to. We've had a few tonight.
Tell Satan to get busy, would you?
Get back in the media?
Yeah, but get back doing those things.
He needs a new publicist. That thing gets the
ball. Just start possessing
maybe
people.
He's become
a publicist? Yeah, I've suspected that for years. All right, let's hear something from Linkin Park off of the Live in Texas CD. The first song we're going to hear is called Numb.
The song is called Numb. Lost under the surface, I don't know what you're expecting.
you.
Hey, everybody, that's Linkin Park off of Live in Texas. Also, not only a CD, but a DVD.
And a theatrical release.
And a theatrical release, yes. It's all, although the theatrical release is not included in the actual DVD CD package here. I mean, you couldn't buy a theatrical release, can you, Drew?
It's the same basic
same one, ones. But yeah. you don't get a movie theater,
no, you don't
is what
get
I'm saying.
No, no movie
you don't get a chair, you don't get any popcorn,
no.
But you get everything you need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
You know, it's weird, like, they always do that stuff where, like, how technology is going to kill another technology, or at least an old technology. Like, well, as soon as people get DVD players and big screens, they're never going to leave the house.
That's right. There'll be no theaters.
There'll be no theaters. Yeah, and I was thinking, like, they must have thought that as soon as someone decided you could record on a cassette and listen to it in your car. It's like, well, no one's going to listen to the radio anymore. You'll just listen to whatever songs you want to hear, right? Like, how come all this stuff that seems like you'll never see this again or you'll never do this again, it doesn't seem to go away?
What you're referring to is the panic that people have any time a new technology
change,
is introduced, and they're afraid of it.
Yeah.
They like to preserve the status quo.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I am trying, and I think people like that experience, but I'm also trying to think of, there's probably a handful of examples of things that did actually die.
Yeah.
Laser discs.
Yeah. Horses.
Yeah, but laser disc wasn't killed by a technology. It was just the wrong technology for the time.
Like 8-track.
Yeah, well, every once in a while, you got to make a decision between like AC current and DC current.
Right,
you know
they're beta and the VHS. But we got,
yeah, I want you guys just now, I'm going to let you think about this. True, don't give it away to the band. So now you know the answer. The Corolla family went with either beta or VHS.
They put their bet down on one of those technologies.
Yeah, they went with one or two, either one of the formats. They went with one of the formats. Now, by the way, 7 years after either one of them came out, guess which one my dad, Jim Corolla, bought at the Radio Shack in 1982.
Well, if he was a smart man, he would have bought the beta because it's actually better quality.
Right.
and then?
Evidently, he was a genius because that's what he brought home. That's right. He had the pride in knowing.
Listen, there were guys that...
A guy must have been laughing his ass off when in, like, seriously, 1983, my dad is leaving the Radio Shack with the beta, knowing that they no longer rent movies on beta anymore and they've discontinued the tapes. There you go, man.
There were people that continued to make carriages in the turn of the century because they were convinced the automobile was not going to replace the horse. Impossible.
Well, the jury's still out.
Yeah.
All right, let's take one more call before we go to break.
Yeah.
Arthur?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Well, first of all, you know, I have a question for you. Like, have you ever been in a movie?
Who are you talking to?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
This is a...
And by the way, you should not answer with you, are you?
Callers. Who's screening these calls?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
You. That's who's screening. Me?
Oh, my bad.
Arthur.
What?
Okay. Are you stoned?
No.
You're always this way?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Because it's my first time being on a phone.
You've never been on the phone before?
Well, on the air.
Oh, on the air. But you've ordered pizzas and talked to people and stuff, right?
But you can notice the performance edge he's got going here. It's really quite something.
You got a gift, buddy. Hey, Arthur, so you want to know if I've ever been in a movie?
Yeah.
Me, Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in several movies. Here's what either I get cut or the movie never makes it. You could probably I could come up with a list of five movies you could find me in.
That After Sex one got around.
Yeah, we were in a movie with like Brooke Shields. Me and Drew did something sometime. Freddie Prinze Jr. in that whatever romantic comedy he did. There was a man show scene in that, and then. Oh, who cares? Arthur, what are you going to do? Go out and get one?
Not right now.
Okay,
buddy.
Oh, not
at this second.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That's good.
You call me when you saved up enough money to rent one of my DVDs, all right?
All right.
All right, buddy. Good times.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Good question, too. It was really good.
Oh, all right, but I still have my other question.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
You want to know if them have ever been in a movie?
No.
No. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, my question is, like, can you get pregnant from anal sex?
Mm-hmm. You can. Yeah. That's the only way a guy can get pregnant. You think he has
no,
a vagina? Oh, a chick.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I explored in my movie, by the way.
Anal sex pregnancies?
It was called...
anal sex pregnancies.
It was called Flicking and Licking, Sucking and Ducking, Volume 5. The Revenge of the Left Nipple. No, Arthur, you can't do that. Do you have a girl that would let you do this?
Well, it was like the first time, and right now I'm like all pretty scared and everything, you know.
Yeah, I'd be more concerned about STDs and things like that.
I don't believe Arthur's still in this.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like that kind of guy.
Yeah, and Arthur, you don't sound like an anal sex guy.
Be wearing a condom if you're doing that kind of thing.
Well, it's just like, you know, it's like my first time and everything, and...
Yeah. Arthur, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, a biologist.
A biologist?
Yeah.
An interesting choice, given the question of this evening.
Yeah. Why biologist?
I like mixing chemicals and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's more dealers, what you're talking about. But I'm talking about, like, stepping on a kilo of high-grade stuff out of Miami. All right, Arthur. Well, good times. You're going to have to do well in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
You in school now?
Yeah.
All right,
buddy. You keep pecking away at that, and leave the anal sex to the pros, all right?
All right, but you can't.
Wear a condom.
All right, wear a condom. What's going on here, Drew?
Yeah, I brought Lauren here. A little discussion with her about it.
It's a weird caller. Yeah. Last night and tonight.
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to
Drew. Well, no.
Lauren's going to take care of business. Right. I mean, she's a bulldog. All right. Linkin Park in studio tonight, live in Texas is the CD we're talking about. Well, here's something else
it's
off
also
of that.
It's also pronounced Live in Texas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just
messing
with you.
Jesus
Christ. It's like Saturday Night Live.
Right. Like Live Tyler.
You scared me. The CD is out, has a DVD in the package, too. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew over there, Brad and Joe, both representing Linkin Park tonight. CD is live in Texas, and where'd my CD go, Drew?
Well, Drew hit it again.
I put it up there.
Drew, all right, buddy. You have to do flicking and licking to get out of the doghouse. No more talking. No more talking and squawking. Start the flicking and licking, the sucking and the ducking, and then we'll talk.
My kids have discovered Linkin Park, and they were so excited, as are many of their classmates.
Oh, really?
So I'm having to just hide away a bunch of stuff here for them.
Must be nice to be the cool dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're still just dad.
No, but you're the cool dad.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
Yeah, exactly. You're just dad.
It is, but I mean, now that your kids are getting into that age where you're going and chilling with Linkin Park.
I'm not cool. They just see access. You see?
No, you're more than a hatch to cool.
It's more like, what's he doing up there?
Why is Linkin Park talking to you?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but
now that you are, let us in.
It's still better than your dad just telling stories about the Depression and how much money a quarter is and pants up around his armpits and wearing a pair of shoes that went out of style when My Three Sons went off the air. You know what I mean?
No.
Huh?
How dare you?
My dad.
How dare you?
My dad got divorced my mom in like 73.
We only have 4 minutes left in this segment. I see us launching into something here
cares?
About your family.
Had to get some new threads.
Yeah.
Had to look cool.
I bet he got the tie up in the front.
Platform shoes.
What color?
He had a white one.
Oh.
White plaits. And jeans that laced up in the front and the back.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, because he was single now.
That's a good look.
44 and single and cooling it up.
I mean, it's like something out of a cartoon.
Had a pick. Dad used a pick.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Was this during the beta years?
This came after.
This is laying the groundwork for the pivotal beta decision that took place 8-10 years later. Yeah, this is the groundwork.
It's all starting to make sense now.
It's all coming together. Angelita,
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I love Loveline, and I love Linkin Park. To be on the show right now is a privilege.
It's like a win-win.
Nice. Wow.
It's a complete win-win. I love the four of you. Well, the eight of you, for Gail Technical.
Who do you like the best in order?
Brad. I can't. I don't know. I can't say. I mean, you guys are all great.
Do the rankings between the four of us.
put Brad at the top.
Brad
it's all
right. Brad would be one. Brad would be one.
Say.
Because I love Brad.
Well, yeah, obviously. You don't hate the guy.
And Adam's too, because everybody loves Adam.
Wait, no, I want to hear. Let's hear from her. Let's hear from her.
I don't know. Don't put me on the spot.
It's too late.
see my pathology kicking in here? I have to rescue her from this right
now.
Yeah,
leave her alone. All right, Angelita, go ahead.
Okay, well, I want to ask the guys from Linkin Park if they know about fan fiction on the internet.
It's like made-up stuff, made-up stories?
Yeah. Have you read it, or have you ever been on any of the sites?
No.
No?
What's the point of fan fiction?
It's just fans goofing off, like, their favorite bands or their favorite artists. They just write fake stories, just make them up and just have fun with it. And it's all in good fun.
Is there any fan fiction about Adam?
No, I don't know. Actually, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I only read Linkin Park fan fiction.
All right. Well, how do you find fan fiction? Do you go to fan?
It's certain websites. You type in something and you get to it. They have like billions of like stories.
Well, how would you find Linkin Park fan fiction?
You would go to a certain website and then you would click on Linkin Park and you would get all the stories.
All right. What website would you go to?
Could I say?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's Fan Domination.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's another one. I don't know what it's called, though. But,
all right. Fan Domination.
I'm kind of into fan nonfiction. It's called LincolnPark.com.
Oh, yeah. I was there.
All right. That's enough.
Angelita was having a privileged experience. Come on.
All right. But now the party's over. It's time to start.
Let her give some parting comments.
No, that's enough. So go to LincolnPark.com. Yeah. All right,
that was almost a question that time.
She got her lips in.
I looked at questions up here. Like yes, no answer. It's something. Not, really? Yes, no?
All right. Dad won't let her date? Huh? That's Myra. Myra?
Yeah, hi.
You're 18.
Yes, I am.
Your dad won't let you date.
Okay. It's even worse than that. Oh, and by the way, hi, Adam.
Yeah. Hey. That's what I'm talking about. What, do you have one of those wacky nationalities where people don't get to date?
It goes farther than that. It's more of a machismo kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
It's a Latin thing?
Yeah.
All right. Mexican parents?
Yeah.
What is it? Usually the Mexicans, they turn them out at like 14. What do you mean they won't let you date at 18?
Oh, no. It goes even deeper than that.
All right. Well, hold on. We're gonna plumb the depths of the Latino male culture after this. We got to take a break first, all right?
Okay.
You're calling from San Pedro?
Yeah, right here in California.
What is that? Is that like St. Pedro?
Yeah.
And how come some are Santa and some are San? One's a female, one's a male?
Yeah, and basically.
So is Santa Claus a female?
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, what about that? Right. Well, hold on. We'll get to the bottom of that and other mysteries of the Spanish culture like Alvera Street with Linkin Park after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Brad and Joe both here tonight from Linkin Park. Live in Texas is the name of the CD and DVD. It is a live CD. Drew?
Yep.
Not since the Pat Travers CD if I heard this kind of live work on a CD, yes?
Pat Travers.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking the concert for Bangladesh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I sing a little boom, boom, out go the lights. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I always wonder about when certain bands that only seem to have live albums, like Frampton. Remember Peter Frampton?
Frampton Comes Alive.
Frampton Comes Alive. And it's always like, yeah, this is cool, but it's like, how does the audience know the song? Because I never heard these songs in the recorded version.
Right.
Frampton's got 20,000 people singing along while he's playing that weird mouth harp thing. And it's like, well, how do they know? I mean, I wouldn't be cheering if I was there. I'd be cheering after the Frampton Comes Alive album came out.
Right, once you got heard it 3,000 times.
Right, yeah. That's
oh, well,
big.
Yeah, he worked it out.
All right. I know what the kids are into, by the way.
Yeah.
They're into 25-year-old music.
And flicking.
Yeah, and licking. And,
biting.
Sounds like
biting, yeah.
Wasn't there a episode of Hee Haw or a theme? Really? I'm a flicking, I'm a picking, and I'm a licking.
There's a little picking and grinning going on.
Remember when you going, I'm a picking and I'm a licking.
True, again. Right? Again. You see, here's why the kids love me, because I make the Frampton references from the mid to late 70s.
Yes.
You make the Hee Haw references.
From the early 60s.
From the middle. You go back to the dawn of civilization, whereas I only go back a scant 30 years.
Right, you're right.
You see, my references were made only 15 to 18 years after these people were born.
Yes, yes, yes.
You see what I'm
admittedly,
saying?
Admittedly, yes.
Or before they were born, yes. All right. You guys remember Hee Haw?
It's 1977.
Oh, really?
That's when I was born.
It went on, yeah. Hee Haw went on, yeah.
Cartoon horse, right? Was
the opening, yeah.
It was like a mule or something. Yeah, they used to have good racist programming back then. Dukes of Hazzard, Hee Haw.
My memory starts at like Three's Company.
Yeah, it's a show.
But if you're a 7-year-old male watching Hee Haw.
Yeah, that's good times. Those twins.
Well, in those days, that was porn.
Popping up in the cornfield.
To me, it's all about Benny Hill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, it was crazy, too, when there was a... Eventually, they would rerun the Benny Hill episode, and you would know that there, for instance, was a gag where he was down at the seashore, and when he slammed his dressing room door, the other two next to him popped open, and there were some girls in there sort of covering up with a towel, and you would anticipate now. And now it's down on the knees, and you're like a linebacker now. Like, I'm down. I'm broken down. You know, like I'm down, like bent knees.
These guys cannot relate.
On a swivel
These
thing.
Guys are raised
you
by
guys
me.
Don't know what it's like to be in a world without porn. We had nothing. No. We had Sears catalogs. We had Raft boxes. We had Benny Hill. That's all we had. I had beta. They didn't allow porn to be made in the beta format. We didn't have stuff. I mean,
Benny Hill was way advanced.
You didn't have porn in high school. No computers. No nothing.
Playboy just was invented.
Here's what happened.
Was there really no porn?
There was no porn. It was a world without porn.
Oh, you know what there was? There was those theaters.
Yes, the film. There was
theaters.
Film, right.
Yeah.
That's a weird concept.
But no one would
that
go
is a bizarre concept. I was.
What's that? I mean,
no
one
would go to those.
The only technology
though.
They had, right?
Film.
I was saying to Drew, yeah. Like, imagine explaining to your kids that, yeah, groups of guys would have to get together. Like, I mean, you look at it now. Like, you watching a porn movie with three of your buddies on the same sofa is a little weird, right? I mean, still, you got to take care of business. Got to take care of business. What are you going to do? But it's a little weird. Imagine going to a group. I mean, you're going to a theater. This is a mass porn viewing, and there's 270 guys sitting there. 56 are trying to beat off. I don't know what the actual... Imagine, by the way, doing maintenance at a theater's got to be bad enough with the spilled Mr. Pibb and the Juju Bees and stuff. Imagine doing it at the Pussycat Theater. I mean, you are now... You're dressed in the Bomb Squad stuff. I would have robots... I would have like those Bomb Squad robots to take care of it. I mean, imagine working the aisles over there.
Maybe they just cover everything like in a
but,
tarp.
But nobody
of
went to those theaters.
No.
Only weirdos would go to them.
My buddy Zeb worked at a Pussycat when I was 19.
Oh, so you scored.
Oh, that was huge.
Oh my God.
And here's the other thing, too.
That's where Zeb went bad.
You would watch 9 hours of porn. I mean, there would be a triple feature going down.
But wouldn't you have to watch 4 hours just to get to the sex scenes anyway? Because it was film.
Well,
they thought they were making film.
It moved along a little, but there would be five movies. There'd be like four or five movies playing. And you would sit there, and you go in at noon, and you come out at 8:30 at night. And just sitting there watching 4 hours of porn.
Oh, my God.
Your penis just going to explode. It's like a heart. Just your pants. It's like a pig's heart in your pocket for like 4 hours. It was crazy. Guys would start beating off. But I just imagine explaining to the next generation, oh, yeah, man, we would gather communally and all sit in a big theater. Just like you watch your Star Wars movies or your...
But then when guys started taking care of themselves in theaters, we start arresting them. And there was a guy that had a kids show, and we arrested
him.
Yeah, for that.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Once in a while, somebody would have a 16 or 8 millimeter projector. It was always somebody you knew. It was never me, but it was some guy from up in the hills, know somebody or something. But here was the deal, and then someone would get hold of a film. It oftentimes wouldn't be the same guy, but some guy had a film, little 16 millimeter film, would last like 20 minutes. And here's the problem. First off, the projectors, the bulbs were like $75. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And they would always burn out, and they were white hot. Yeah. And if the film would always jam, and if it jammed for more than a second and a half, you'd just see it start burning, and everyone would have to dive on it. No! Like slow motion. Like that's like when the mother sees the car backing up and her kid sitting there playing. No! Had to knock the thing and get the thing, the tractor treads re-going. But here's the thing. You couldn't just watch porn anytime. People would have to leave the house. They'd have to leave the country. I mean, parents would have to go away for 3 days in order for you to watch porn, because setting the thing up and getting everything lined up and set up, it wasn't practical. Yeah. You kids, you don't know with your computers and your
You know what drives new technologies?
The penis.
Porn.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, seriously. Think about what drove the internet.
Telephone.
And then think about, what do you mean the telephone?
Whenever there's been a technological advance, it doesn't take more than about 5 minutes before it goes to the schwanz.
Yeah. And then think about what all the new cyber whatever, all this sort of cyber reality stuff is.
Porn.
It's all going to be porn.
Even automobile was the first thing people thought about doing in the automobile, taking it somewhere.
Raping. And, that's right. Taking them to the lake and raping. That's right, Drew. That's what Ford was thinking. Said he wanted a car for the masses of rapists. Isn't that what he said? All right. Let's...
I think that's some fan fiction right there.
All right. Well, he may have said mass. I think he went an affordable car for the frugal rapist. Myra?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, the machismo rules in your house.
Yes.
And you're an adult now. You're 18.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you move out?
Financially, it's hard for me to do that. So, I still have to follow their rules anyways. But, I'm planning to, so.
Do you have any brothers and sisters, or are you the oldest?
I'm the oldest, but I have two brothers and a sister, so we're, evenly divided.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you speak Spanish, right?
Yeah.
What's the difference between the San and the Santa?
It's like in French, where you have the three different the's, le, and la.
Holy Christ.
There's the male and the feminine, and then
plural. So San is male and Santa is
female,
right?
Yeah.
So how do you explain Santa Claus?
I'm not sure. That's not a Spanish word.
I think that's how you explain it. No, we meant, how do you explain a guy giving toys to everybody on the same night, okay? I mean, no way is that dude going to cover that kind of ground. Hey, reindeer. No way. No fake.
Oh, man.
That's fake, Drew. That's totally fake. There's got to be more than one. That's what I'm saying.
It's the movie Santa Claus?
Nah, that's my theory. No, we couldn't see it because it didn't come out on beta.
Oh, yeah.
Only have this beta.
Right.
Myra.
Yes.
Yeah, so here's the thing with all the families and the things that they don't like, especially as you're 18 and getting older. You have to suck it up because you're not really going to change your dad or your mom.
Move, yeah.
You have to save your money up, and then you have to move out, and then you go sick.
Lesbo
stuff, threesomes, whatever.
Hopefully you don't go sick. But we find it a good thing when parents actually do their work, their job here. So it just is overdoing it a bit.
That's not the problem that bothers me, because, I mean, my sister's the one that's more rebellious towards the whole thing. And then he's making my brothers this way, because my brothers and my sister, they go to the same high school, so my younger brother, he's constantly watching over my sister to make sure that she's not talking to any guy, not seeing anybody, nothing. And it's not even my male friends, female friends, too.
What's the question, then?
So then I don't want him to be exactly like my dad. It's going down through the family.
Oh, you're worried that he's turning out like your dad?
Yeah, I'm worried that he's going to turn out exactly like my dad.
It's pretty much done.
Yeah, he might, but on the other hand, if your dad, I don't know if he's from Mexico or his dad's from Mexico, the further you get away from the homeland, the more American, and then the more American you are.
Don't worry about your brother. He's okay. We approve of him watching over your sister. You take care of yourself, get out, have an adult life, that's fine.
You go to college, you go away somewhere, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you're Mexican, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get a scholarship places.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do that for you. You're chick. You're a Chicano. That's where that word Chicano comes from.
Chicano.
Yeah.
Chick.
Yeah. I mean, you can be chick and be Chicano, can't you?
Yeah.
All right, Chicano. All right, the point is you go away somewhere. You go to college, right?
Okay.
All right, you can go for free. I think they'll pay you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby doll. Take care. She's smart. She gave all the French stuff, too.
Mm.
Drew knows about that.
She mispronounced it a bit. But,
so. Oh, now, Drew. You see? You see the white man. Always coming down on the Chicanas. All right, let's talk to Kayla. You see how subtle it is? It's very subtle.
Well, it's part of a plan.
It's part of a plan.
A conspiracy. I meet weekly with other guys.
Let me explain what the white man's plan is. We want to keep everyone down so they can stab us. That's our plan. Hey, Kayla.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. What's happening, baby doll?
I'm 12.
12. And you're calling from Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful country out there.
Hang on a second. Okay.
All right.
I'm 12, and I have sex for money.
Money.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't bother me. That's just what I do.
Sure.
But, okay, I'm a peer counselor at my school. Mm-hmm. So I'm supposed to be this goody-goody girl, and everybody sees me like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I share that little secret that I do that for money, three of the other peer counselors that I've been very good friends with, the two guys that I shared it with, they act different around me. Like, they act like I'm some sort of skank. And
well, it means something about your psychological development, and you should not be a peer...
That was a big word. Back up.
Yeah, you shouldn't be a peer counselor.
Thank you.
You should be getting counseling.
She got hung up on it, by the way.
Yeah.
It wasn't psychological.
Yes. You should be getting counseling. And before you can't... You really can't try to help yourself by acting out your need to help other people. That only you end up harming other people unless you've worked on your own stuff first.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. You're 12?
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, no, I'm just curious. We'll make sure we're on the same page. So you were born in 91?
Yep.
Holy Christ. True.
My kids are 11.
Oh, my God. Pretty soon you're going to have a source of income. Hey. I mean, not the girl, but the boys, I think. Kind of old enough to, you know. So you're 12 years old. What grade does that put you in?
Seventh
grade.
Yeah.
And it's even young for... All right. We don't get in this argument every time. And when are you going to be 13?
January.
All right, so it's coming up. And who are you having sex with for money?
Different people.
Mm-hmm.
Just strangers?
Yeah. Like, at night, I sneak out of my window, mm-hmm. and I walk around, because my neighborhood isn't the best neighborhood in the world, so there's usually a few drunk guys out. And then they always stop, and they want to have sex, and I say, for how much? And then yep.
Well, how much?
Usually 10 to 20 bucks.
10 to 20.
So you were sexually abused when you were a child, huh?
No. Why do you always assume that? I've heard you say this like three people tonight.
Because about 90% of the time, that's what creates this situation.
Yeah, that didn't happen to me.
Really?
Really.
Who raised you? Where's your dad?
My dad moved out a year ago.
That's it, huh?
Yep.
And why'd he move out?
Because he's a dick.
What did he do to you?
He didn't do anything to me. He's just an asshole sort of dad. But he cheated on my mom a year ago, and he moved out. Now he's in Huntington Beach. And
what made him an asshole?
What?
What made him an asshole?
He cheated on my mom.
All right.
What else did he do?
Well, look. Hold on a second. I know it sounds like we're talking to a 30-year-old, but she's 12.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, thanks.
We had raft boxes, Kayla. We didn't have... And have the VCRs.
Was there violence in the home?
Not really. Like, I don't know. It's a long story. But that summer before he left, we were on vacation, and my mom and dad kept fighting, and it was crazy.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, so hold on a second. Let's talk amongst ourselves.
I mean, in a way, she's already being, at 12, she's being raped, such as it is. You know, I don't have to... we don't have to talk about childhood sexual abuse because that's what she's doing. She's being abused repeatedly by guys for money.
Right. Right. All right.
But I still suspect something else happened earlier.
All right. Well, let's just say we're not going to get to the bottom of that aspect of it. What about the part where she's climbing out of her window and running around? Where's
she needs to be somewhere for a while.
All right. Hey, Kayla?
Yeah?
How come your mom doesn't know it when you climb out the window?
Because she drinks, and usually she passes out on the couch. And
Do you do drugs yourself?
No. I'm a good girl when it comes to that stuff. Don't drink.
All right. Yeah, Drew. Don't pigeonhole.
Hey, Kayla, none of this is about being good or being bad. It's about what's healthy and what the behavior means about what's going on with you and your feelings about yourself.
Okay.
This speaks volumes about something very serious going on.
How often do you do this?
Twice a month, once a month.
Twice a month.
How long have you been doing it for? A
couple hours.
No. How many months have you been doing this?
The first time I did it was like a month after my dad left, and then I didn't do it for a long time, so probably like the last 3-4 months.
All right. Well, you're kind of casual about this, but you do know it's wrong, right?
Yes.
Well, just don't use right wrong with her, because she confuses that with...
Well, she does know it's wrong, though.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
don't
it's...
Don't act like I'm freaking stupid just because I'm 12.
Well, yeah. No, it's well, look, everyone who calls this show is stupid. And, I mean, we got 28-year-olds that are stupid, so we just do the math, you know, if you're 12.
Yeah.
All right, look, obviously you're not stupid, but you're obviously troubled. I mean, you're acting out. You're not doing what you should be doing. You're hurting yourself. You're potentially putting yourself in a lot of danger in terms of disease and plus whatever
what
kind of guys
are. Yeah.
That are out there. I mean,
you'll end up dead in a dumpster somewhere.
Right. So, or worse. Oh, no, actually, no.
That'd be the worst.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Sorry. Kayla. You got to stop this.
Yeah, but more importantly, you got to get treatment. You're sort of dismissing everything casually. I understand you don't experience it as serious as it is. It's very serious.
Can you do that?
And this is just the beginning.
Well, Kayla, listen to me. You know I'm a genius, right?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, baby. I'm a genius.
You're calling a 12-year-old baby.
Oh, okay, baby doll. You know I'm a genius, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Now, the point is I wouldn't say anything that was wrong, and you're going to be in a lot of trouble if you keep this up. You're already in a lot of trouble, so you're going to have to stop it immediately, all right? Now, here's the thing. You're smart. You're a sharp person. You have a high IQ, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And if you keep continuing this behavior, you're gonna wake up dead, right, Drew?
This is just a bad path.
Stop. Please stop for
so
us.
So what should she do?
You're going to have to... She's probably going to be somewhere for a while, frankly, in a structured living environment.
Can you tell somebody at school?
Yeah, tell
your other peer people.
You should not be in a peer counseling role
either,
really.
That's another thing that confuses me. It's like I tell my friends that I'm like this, and then they don't do anything about it. And they're supposed to be peer counselors and... It's like,
well, you put them in a very strange situation.
Yeah, they're not sure what to do.
Yeah, first of all, they're 12, too. Secondly, you're telling them something confidentially and then expecting them to do something about it. Come on.
Do me a favor.
Yeah, training on that. If they hear anything about that, then
you're acting out aggressively against them, putting them in this situation on purpose.
You should clean house and they should all be fired and have their windbreakers taken away, but that's not the point.
Actually, we got sweatshirts.
I know, but as the weather warms up, you'll
get back. So who should she talk to?
Running the peer counseling program.
Is there one person at that school that's a cool person, a teacher that's a counselor, a teacher, somebody that you can talk to?
Nobody there I can talk to because they all see me as this, like, cute little girl.
Well, Kayla, it doesn't matter. You've got to talk to somebody you trust. You've got whoever's maybe the advisor to this peer counseling program.
I cut myself, too.
All right. Well,
and you think that's not serious behavior?
Yeah, that's serious.
Okay.
And I didn't even want to mention that.
It's all the same.
Why don't we give her a phone number? True?
Well, they haven't brought my numbers. Here we go.
Okay. Well, while we're waiting.
She needs to talk to the people at school. Categorically does. I'll give you another number.
I know, but a phone number wouldn't hurt. And while we're waiting, www.smokeoutfestival.com. You're too young for that, Kayla, but there are kids that are listening who want to go to that.
Yeah.
Right, you got something to write with, Kayla?
Uh-huh.
There's 1-800-4-A-CHILD. Remember that one.
How about that one?
Okay.
Well, does she have that one? 1-800-4-A-CHILD.
Uh-huh.
A-CHILD? All right, that's enough, Drew. Just give her one.
No, that's... All right.
That's not a good one? That's for Thai food, actually. Drew, give her one that she can call.
I'm looking for the teen line, because she's in Los Angeles at Cedars.
All right.
Well, I'll get her off the air.
All right. Hang on there, Kayla.
Okay.
Drew will talk to you off the air.
All right.
That's a compliment, but in another way, it means you're pretty effed up.
Thank you.
All right. Just hang on for Drew, would you please?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good times, you know. 12 years old, turning tricks. It's a great society we're living in. Drew can't find any of his numbers.
What I love, again, is that the way the culture is. It's like, yeah, I'm just into that. No big deal. Yeah. Whatever you're into.
Well, obviously, there's abuse and broken home and all that good stuff. But, Drew, you can talk to her during the break and straighten her stuff out. Did you find your number there?
Nope. But I'm still going to talk to her.
You get a highlighter there, buddy.
Yeah, we don't have one here.
I got a highlighter.
No, we don't have the number I'm looking for.
Oh, all right. What about the 4-H child? What are they going to tell her? Is there some surly guy smoking a cigar, like a cabbie dispatch? Hey, get lost, sister. And start laughing and slam the phone down.
Oh, here's what I'm looking for.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right, Drew has the other number. So he's going to talk to Kayla during the break. Brad and Joe here from Lincoln Park.
What's the number, just so people know?
1-800.
I'll tell this, Brad. He knows good radio.
448.
He really does.
4663. 1-800-448-4663.
I heard earlier he was saying, let's talk to the boyfriend who called, and then he wanted to know who
good
her favorite.
All
good instincts.
I was in radio in a past life.
Yeah, there's something good about it.
Or they didn't have radio, so.
Yeah, they just, where whatever. We all had to listen to radio in one theater and beat off. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, Brad, and Joe, both here tonight from Lincoln Park, Cypress Hill, in here tomorrow night. Drew talked to Kayla off the air. Yes?
Yeah.
Huh?
We had some technical problems. I had trouble talking to her, but I got to her.
He did?
Right. Yeah, she said she wants to make change, and she's going to do it. So
got that number?
I got the number, and said she talked to counselor at school.
All right. And Kayla should call us back.
Yeah, that would be nice.
When you're 18.
No.
Call us back in a few months.
Mm.
Don't do anything stupid. Before you do something stupid and call this show. Yes? That should be our motto for this show, by the way, Drew. Before you do something stupider and call this show.
You know, I just had a thought about her.
Yeah.
Remember we had that one bogus caller who was able to break through us?
Mm-hmm.
Kayla didn't hang together properly, quite in terms of her history and stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed and hoping it's actually happening to a 12-year-old, Drew.
Okay.
Call me optimistic.
I think it might be bogus.
I know I'm kind of Pollyanna-ish with hoping that the 12-year-olds are turning rapes. Well, whatever helps you sleep tonight, buddy.
Yeah, it just didn't hang quite true. But it was so dramatic, we went.
Yeah.
And $10 to $20 for sex? Really?
Yeah, for 12-year-olds, that's the rate. I've paid up to 30. But that's with, it's with a real tight one.
Jumps out the window and walks around a residential neighborhood.
Did you ever see the movie 13?
Sure. Yeah, what about that movie 13?
Kind of what it sounds
well,
like.
That's what I'm thinking. Is
that movie
sort
just
of
came out?
Maybe playing off that. But anyway,
well, what about the movie, again, back to the mid-80s, Angel, high school honor student by day, Hollywood streetwalker by night.
Nice.
Huh? Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could happen. You guys remember Angel?
No.
They weren't born yet. Oh. Anyway, here you go.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's do a Germany or Florida.
All right.
All right, well, let me explain.
And then hear a song from Lincoln Park.
We got to hear a song.
Wait, we have Germany?
Well, here's how Germany or Florida works. We figured out that all bizarre evil from this globe we live on emanates from either Germany or Florida.
Okay.
All the macabre. All the bizarre.
All the weird stuff.
All the weird sexual and violent stuff. It's all one or the other. Now, there's murders everywhere and there's rape everywhere, but the weird stuff comes from Germany.
You're talking about like the panhandle?
Yeah.
And that's what's panhandle.
It could technically be
the
anywhere
middle,
in
the middle.
State.
The northern middle.
Northern middle, yes. Oh, yes.
We've driven through those parts.
You know, the people are taking to posting Florida or Germany questions on Amazon.com in place of reviews for my book.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Here's what I'd like to do. Here's where the crime gathers. It's proximity of waffles. The more waffles a state consumes, the more crime. You know what I'm saying? And in Florida, the more waffle huts, and it's probably condensed somewhere around the panhandle. That means more crime or more bizarre crime. But here's how it works. Let's talk to Jason. Jason, you give us a question. We tell you whether it was Germany or Florida. Go ahead.
You bet. Hey, could Anderson play the little soundbite? I like that.
Oh, you got to do the intro, Anderson. Germany or Florida?
You got a great voice, Adam. But.
Thank you.
Yeah,
anyway, yeah, okay, there's this 18-year-old kid, and he was charged with murder for killing his mom, his dad, and his 26-year-old older brother. Mm-hmm. Then he tried to kill himself, shot himself in the ear, and didn't kill himself, but he went blind. He went deaf in that ear.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's not great in Germany or Florida. It's just pure violence.
Yeah.
Everything evil sounds like it came from Florida.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear about this story
Florida.
Either.
Yeah,
same Florida?
I'm sort of going Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Joe?
I'd say Florida.
You're going Florida?
Yeah. You could go. It's just either.
It's a brave choice, my friend. It's a big man to jump on the bandwagon. All right. Jason, we're going Florida.
Hey, you got it, man.
Yeah. Well, that's how you play. See, it's better when it's a more bizarre.
Yeah. I think gunplay, though, is a more American phenomenon than the European one.
Yeah,
it is.
We had a guy, one of our first Florida or German or Florida was a guy that sliced off his penis and fired it up and ate it.
Here's the thing.
Yeah,
Germany.
Or Japan.
Phone screeners.
He's got a good point.
Oh, please. They're more into harvesting endangered species organs so they can get boners. That's a different and more noble cause. All right. Listen, phone screeners, the Germany or Florida thing, it's got to have a little bizarre twist to it instead of just guy snuffed his family.
It's like tried to put guy drives off the road.
That's right. Kills vagrant. Well, what is it? Yeah, it's got to be a little weird.
Let's hear a song.
Should we hear a song?
Yeah.
All right. What are we hearing from
Lincoln Park? It's right in that yellow sticky right there.
Where it says next song?
Yeah.
All right. This one is called One Step Closer.
Thank you guys very much. This is our last song. If you guys want to rock with Lincoln Park, this is your last chance. Let's go. Let's go. Up, get up, go.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's Linkin Park, everybody. We have them live in studio, and the Live in Texas is the name of the CD, along with the DVD. And this is, by the way, this is no joke here. This is a substantial DVD. That thing weighs as much as a Miata, Drew. It's got a whole booklet inside.
Yeah, it's good. It's
pictures. I mean, you can do all the downloading and bootlegging you want. You're not going to get all this stuff. This is amazing. Yes, Drew?
Amazing.
Amazing. Drew said kids, big fans.
Yeah, huge.
Even if Drew is...
making them sign all these things. Have I ever had a band sign so many damn pieces of paper?
But Drew, still no respect for you from the kids.
No.
You're not the drug, you're not the heroin, you're just the rig that is used to dispense it.
I'm the tourniquet.
You're the toe, not even the rig, you're the tie-off.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I gotta believe your kids think you're cool because you know cool people. What about me? They must think I'm cool.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
And they know you know me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They think Stryker's cool.
That puss. Yeah. Just because he's got a handful of hair gel and he acts like he snowboards?
Yeah. He wears Paul Frank shirts.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Yeah.
That doesn't... Poser.
Oh, man.
What a poser. I'm going to go fart up his studio. Mary?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes.
You came during sex with your boyfriend today, but didn't feel it come out.
Right.
Feel what come out?
I didn't have the orgasm like how I would normally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened there.
Well, how do you know you had one?
Well, I didn't know because I just felt the gush coming out.
Oh, really?
Oh, you had a gush without orgasm.
Ooh. Yeah.
Was it brown?
Cause I no.
Theory. Oh.
It's a slide. It's not a gush.
All right. Forget it. Stupid theory. But, what about that? Could it have been urine?
I don't think so.
That happens.
It would have smelled like urine, but it didn't smell like urine.
Mm-hmm. What did it smell like? Nothing?
No.
Okay. Is that double negative, Drew?
So you had an emission without an orgasm.
Yes.
All right. It happens.
Yeah, there are glands around there that push down a certain way. Things can...
Mm-hmm. Once in a while, I fire a dud off.
Wait, is that normal?
You're like, what's that weird warm feeling on top of my hand? Yeah. Oh, Christ. I came? That's it? That's it. No, I'm going for number two. And my left calf is like, no way, I'm cramping up. I'm like, listen, hold still. We're going for two. We may go for the hat trick. Yeah, once in a while. That's all right. You just you fired a dud.
But it was, like, a lot. It's never happened before. I mean, is that normal?
Is it normal?
It's never happened that something came out of you, or it never happened
orgasm.
That you didn't have the feeling?
Well, I didn't have the feeling, and plus all the juices came out. Like, that was a lot.
I know, but you normally do get a lot of juices, right?
Yeah, but not as much as I did today.
Oh, even more.
It makes me think about urinary incontinence.
Yeah. Well, look. I'll tell you what.
It doesn't indicate anything specific. You don't have to worry about it meaning something. It doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But a lot of people we talk to, you know, they're like natives.
I know. No, volcano not erupt.
No, stuff come out. Vagina. No, feel good. Heat bad. Yahey! Yeah, don't throw anybody into a volcano.
Because of this, yeah.
Yeah, or do anything like that.
No offerings.
No offerings. You understand, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you do? What do you do for a living?
I'm an admin assistant.
Okay. I have no idea what that
Secretary.
Is. Secretary?
Yes.
All right, baby doll. Everything going okay? You got a man?
Yes, everything's going great.
Don't you obviously get your pelvic exams. Those are important. And but this experience you're having doesn't indicate anything. It's not as though you have to worry that it's a symptom of something more important.
You're fine.
You're probably fine. Get looked at. Yes, of course, but it's fine. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Sorry. What'd you want out of us? What would be a fantasy answer for you?
Anything.
Fantasy answer is vagina became connected with your aorta, and all of your body fluids were just released into the bed, and you'll be dead within 3 hours.
Okay.
Fantasy answer.
Yeah, but what do you want? Everyone that calls the show is disappointed. You know what it's like just a disappointment? I feel like a meter maid. You know what I mean? People call
these guys are disappointed. Lincoln Park's disappointed. Look at them. When is this over?
This is it? Aren't you a doctor? What about you? Aren't you funny?
We'll be right back.
Anderson's nobody. Everyone's disappointed.
Everyone's a pain in the ass tonight. All right, everyone's on their period. I'll tell you, it's not gonna get me down, Drew.
No, I can see that.
I'm gonna go pee with a smile on my face.
Let's go.
All right. You give me a little nipple action. All right.
Yeah, lick and flick. Yeah.
A little lick and flick. All right, we'll be back from Lincoln Park after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Lincoln Park in here tonight. Brad and Joe from Lincoln Park. Brad just hitting the commode. He's going to be in here in just 1 second, but that's all right. We got Joe. Here comes Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
Number one or two?
I made it a point to wash my hands.
Sweet. Drew says you should wash your hands before you touch your dingling. Yes,
I don't touch it, though.
Oh, you don't. That's you just the point. Out.
That's I just kind of let it hang.
That's really? The point.
You don't have to touch anything when you go in bathrooms anymore.
You don't. Don't you whiz all over the seat and stuff? That's why
most people's penises hang down. When you see
do you do the trick though, where you roll out the what's it called?
Toilet paper?
No, the thing you wipe your hands with.
Foreskin.
Paper towel.
The paper towel. It's been a long night.
Yeah.
You roll out the paper towel
right
before you wash your hands because then you don't want to have to touch the thing. With it. See what I mean?
Yeah, I find if you stay at home and you live in a hermetically sealed vacuum,
you're a little
you,
less
just
likely.
Breathe
little
scrubbed less air, it's actually less
do
likely.
You want to hear an interesting touring tidbit?
Well, yeah.
Since we're almost always touring,
mm-hmm.
we almost never use like have our own toilet to use.
Right.
So you have to be very comfortable in public restrooms.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was it.
That's more of a factoid than is a tidbit. I was waiting for a tip. I wanted so what you can do is you've used a modified 10-speed tire. Yeah, I was waiting for something I could take with me. That's just
factoid. It was good.
It was a factoid. Yeah.
Revelation.
All right, but Drew,
semantics.
You don't get a lot of ass. There's not a lot of ass related disease out there, is there?
No, we'd hear that all the time. Certainly, these guys would collect them if there were.
Yeah.
Being on all those public toilets and all.
No problem.
Right?
Really? Right?
Right?
What not that we know of.
No, there aren't. No.
What about the seat liners? You a big fan of those?
Huge.
I don't like the. You know, I don't like when you stand up and it sticks to your ass. I guess
I like the ones
ass.
That, like at the Chicago airport, that changes itself.
Oh.
Really? Yeah. What do you think about the. It's not. They don't have paper towels, it's the sheet.
Yeah, that's
and
bad.
You pull it and it goes around in a circle. What's that all about?
I don't know what that's about.
No.
It doesn't seem like a money saver. It certainly seems like now that's the other question I ask myself.
Is there a new towel coming out or is it just going around and around?
It's just going around. It actually connects internationally to other towels. So you may be pulling one down from another part of the country, another part of the world even. Yes, Drew?
That's where the disease comes in.
The band is actually several hundred thousand miles long. It's never been washed. I know this would be true. You know what? I like the down home humor of the bathroom, like where it with the ass gaskets there with the liners.
Yeah,
it says
yeah.
Free cowboy hats. I like that one.
Yeah.
I like the Port of San or the Andy Gump. You know that says Mexican space shuttle on it. I like the good construction site humor.
The regional humor.
That revolves around the ass.
Yeah,
man's mind is never more creative than when he's pinching a loaf.
And that's a key element. It's man because the woman's
women don't do that.
No,
they don't think that way.
How would you know?
Oh wait. Drew? Oh, we're doing it.
I dress up and go in.
All right. Sophia?
My free time.
You're 16?
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
I kind of wanted to have ask Joe a question.
Oh, boy.
I wanted to ask Joe about that book he's going to make a movie on or something I heard about.
Oh, which book is that?
I forgot the title, but, I was at LincolnPark.com, and it's stuff is all over the message boards, and it said that you got, like, some rights to a book that you really liked. And
yeah, it's a horror novel.
Yeah.
It's called King Rat, and it's based on, it's a modern-day tale of the Pied Piper.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, it takes place in London to the background of drum and bass
culture.
To the tune of.
Wow. And the book is a new book? It's been out for a while?
It's pretty new.
And you got the rights to the book, so it can be made into a movie, and they have to go through you.
Yeah, so basically I have a year to kind of develop the project, get a script ready. And
how do you get the rights to a book?
Pay for it.
Yeah. Pay for it? But is it kind of weird, like, do you have to go like, hey, man, read your book. It was okay. It's all right. I mean, it's...
You got to talk it down first.
It's solid, yeah. but I'm willing to give it a couple bucks for it, just kind of have something
to do. Basically.
Like, I mean, you can't say, I'm thrilled, I'm blown away, somebody's going to get hold of this and make a huge blockbuster out of it, I want to secure it. Right? I mean, don't you have to sort of approach it?
To finesse it.
Yeah. You have to massage it a little. Like, it's good enough that I want it, but not so good that other people are going to want it. Is that what it is?
It's called development.
Yeah. It's like picking a chick up. You're all right. No one else would have you. Although, I'm feeling real generous today, baby. So, yeah. But a little sucking and ducking. All right.
I had to actually meet with the author and con him into letting me acquire the rights.
And so
it's kind of like picking up a chick.
Will the rights wear out? You have a year or a few years?
Yeah, something like that. I have a year, and then I think there's some kind of extension period.
Yeah. How long into it are you? What do you got left?
I have about a year left.
Oh, okay. So
he's got it.
Just did it.
Yeah, he's got it.
During the last break.
Yeah.
Well, Brad's taking a leak. you're cutting a deal. You see that, Brad? You miss out on
the true multitasker, Mr. Han.
You're so busy opening doorknobs with your shirt tail that you miss out on
the
big
bucks. If I could just cut out the ones and twos, I could be doing deals.
Yeah. That's what all goes down, Drew.
I see that. I see.
All right. Well, now we can't take any calls.
No, we got to go.
We took enough.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. Well, who do you see? See me as like the lead role? Or
maybe
one of the rats or something?
Maybe. Ooh, I want to be a rat. That'd be great.
Drew would be a rat. All right.
Yeah.
Let's take ourselves a little break. Well, we'll come back.
Yeah.
We'll come back.
Okay, let's do that.
All right. Lincoln Park's here. We'll be... Brad, don't go to the bathroom again.
I'm done for the night.
Joe, cut another deal.
I'm done.
All right. We'll be right back after this. Well, that's the show, everybody. Cypress Hill tomorrow night. Going to plug the Smoke Out, which, again, we've decided is the sixth annual, but they think it's the...
Second.
Either the second or the 22nd. It's unclear. We'll find out tomorrow night. We thank Brad and Joe from Lincoln Park for coming in here. Get the Live in Texas CD.
And DVD.
And DVD.
November 18th.
And see the film on November 17th.
That's right. All right, guys. Always a pleasure having you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Come back anytime you like. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Kayla, listen to me. You know I'm a genius, right?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, baby. I'm a genius.
You're calling a 12-year-old baby.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.